moment. To do that, you have to be born again. And the secret place of the Most High, the world can't find that. Satan can't find it, but that's where God puts us. And we're hid away in Christ. And listen to this. I will say of the Lord, listen to this. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. That goes along somewhat with the Sunday school lesson this morning. I'm telling you what, we can trust him this morning. Let's all stand for a moment of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for being God. Thank you, God, for doing all you do for us and being all you are to us. God, we pray for this service today, and we thank you for what we can feel and what we've already felt here this morning. God, we ask you to just bless this service, bless the singing, the preaching, whatever's done. God, help us to get in the center of your will. And God, speak to people's hearts this morning. God, we pray that your Holy Spirit would invite those that are lost to come and get saved, and invite those that are out of fellowship to come and get renewed up and get in and get on fire. God, we pray for this service this morning. We thank you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn the service over to the choir.
Many times I have wondered about the signs of that city and all that my eyes shall behold. I will see all the wonders when I enter that city, there forever to be safe in its fold. Some morning you'll find me joy.
Somebody needs to come to the altar. You don't have to wait for me to get up and preach and offer invitation, and I'm happy to do that when God blesses me to do that. But the real invitation comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's already moving this morning. Pray for the choirs they sing on. If you need to come to the altar, you're welcome this morning. You just need to get up and come. Obey the Lord. Everybody obey the Lord this morning. Go ahead. Good singing, buddy. 136. Amen. Help us, Lord.
Time I travel down on the road, my heart was so heavy. It's been I say,
Thankful for that choir singing this morning. Thankful for Brother Sean following the Lord and praying about the songs he sings about. I'm looking for that resurrection morning. There's a lot I don't know about that resurrection morning. There's a lot I don't know about my heavenly home, but I know for sure one of these days the Lord's going to come back and get me. He's not going to leave me here. And I know one of these days I'm going home to be with the Lord, and I'll have that new body. I'm thankful that one song says, He'll take me by the hand and lead me through the promised land. There's a lot of things I'm excited about heaven for, but I'm most excited about spending eternity with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to be here this morning. It's good to feel the hope in the church house this morning. There's something going on here at Lima Missionary Baptist Church. We're still in revival, folks. There's still somebody who needs to get saved this morning. I'm confident of that. If you're here this morning and God calls you, no matter what time it is, you come to this altar and we'll come pray with you. We'll ask at this time if everyone will, please stand to your feet. And we'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house, a lot of pray for this morning. Anybody have an unspoken prayer request?
Jeremy, Sister Kelly Thompson from down at Smyrna, her mom was here with her the other day. Sister McDormand way up. She still needs our prayers. Kelly requests again that we make prayer requests for her mother. So we want to do that this morning, pray for her mom. And what you've already said, praise God for what we can feel this service this morning. I believe God's already calling, and let's just really pray and mind the Lord. And I'd like to see a bunch get saved this morning.
Yeah, amen. Just remember that. Remember that. To ask the church to remember my grandma and grandpa this week. My grandpa starts treatments this week, and I know he's real nervous, and I know that's going to weigh on him and my grandma and my dad, and I'd just like to ask the church to lift him up in prayer. Anybody else this morning? Remember that. Yeah, just remember that. Anybody else this morning before we go to the Lord in prayer? Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Sean Hendrickson to lead us in prayer. Ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Let's follow the Lord this morning. If God's giving you something to do, it's important to do it. I'm not in a hurry, but I don't honestly have a lot on my heart left this morning. But I'm sure our pastor would appreciate it if God's giving you something to do. Follow the Lord this morning. Nobody else has anything. We'll turn it over to our pastor.
It sure is good to be here this morning. Glad for the Spirit of God. I feel blessed by everyone I see here. Thank the Lord for each individual person that's here. That God's blessed to come this way. And thank God for you that you made the effort to come. Let me ask one more time. If you've got a song or a testimony, you're still welcome to come and share that. And do whatever you feel like is on your heart. Pray for both.
Oh, I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for, you see. He's been so good to me, and when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from. I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. And His blessings He freely gives, I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for. Well, I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. You see, He has been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And sometimes while on this way I kneel and I stop and say, Lord, thank You for all You've done for me. And one day I'll reach heaven sure, oh please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank You for. Well, I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. You see, He has been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
So much to thank Him for. Amen. Anyone else? You like singing or have a testimony? All right. If not, I'll ask you if you'd like to follow in the scripture where I read this morning. Look back into the book of Exodus. Got two places that I feel like reading this morning. One is in the 26th chapter of the book of Exodus, and the others in the 36th chapter of the book of Exodus, on the same subject, but gives a little more information by getting both of them. And when I get ready to read, I'm going to read from in the 26th chapter, the 26th verse also. But I want to just give you a little background. I've preached on some things that ties in with this in the past, and I'd like to just remind you of it a little bit. When the children of Israel, when they started on their journey, when they come out of Egypt and they started on their journey, and they were going through the wilderness, and when Moses was up on the mountain, and God gave him a plan, a blueprint for the temple, for the tabernacle. And so the tabernacle was a building that they'd go in and they'd worship in. And it has so much representation to the church and all the fixtures and all the pieces of it that were put together. All of it has representation to the church that God built spiritually that we're all part of. Now, this building, I thank God for this building that we've got right here. And it's a wonderful, special place, and God gave it to us. But if this building wasn't here, and these people were still here, we'd still have the church here. The church is the people. And God has put us together and builded us together and hooked us up together through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And so this temple or this tabernacle, and I'd preached about the structure of it and the boards that were in the side of it, the pillars that were in it. There were 50 boards all around it, and it was covered with gold, and they were plugged into silver foundations, had sockets that they were plugged into, and God put it all together, and then the tent went over top of that. Well, then, but there was more to fixing that temple in place than just those 50 pieces. And I want to read some more about that, and I want you to just pray real hard. Down here in the 26th verse, just pray real hard. And thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the two sides westward. And listen to this. And the middle bar in the midst of the boards shall reach from end to end. And thou shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for places for the bars, and thou shalt overlay the bars with gold. Now, I want to read again over here in the 36th chapter, along the same line, but there's a phrase here that it adds to it. And again, the 36th chapter and the 31st verse. And he made bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the side westward. And listen to this. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from one end to the other, and he overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold to be places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And so, just go with me here and think about this. These 50 pieces, these pillars that were built up here on each side and around, and they were plugged into these silver places where they were the platforms. That was all well and good, but they needed something else to stabilize them and hook them together than just standing there by themselves. And so he put these 5 bars along the side. So the pillars were up and down this way, and the bars went this way. And I want to preach this. Now, this one year, it said the middle bar shall shoot through the boards from one end to the other. Now, in the Sunday school lesson this morning, Blaine was teaching about from everlasting to everlasting. And he commented, and I agree with him. He said, my mind just will not comprehend everlasting or eternity too much, but I've accepted, I believe it by faith. I know God said it, and it's right. And I'm glad. I want to say today that we've got one this morning that goes all the way from the end of the church from when it started. I'm telling you what, he goes all the way from everlasting to everlasting. When it talks about this center bar here, these 5 bars and the one that was in the center, goes all the way from one end to the other. I'm glad that's talking about my Lord Jesus Christ. He went all the way. And I'm telling you, and you pray real hard. I like to get where I can preach real powerful this morning, because I like to see somebody get saved. But let me go back and talk about the 5 a little bit. I preached on that some a while back. But I want you to know, back here in the Bible where it talks about when Abram was made Abraham, he was called Abraham. He stopped being Abram and he became Abraham. And Sarai stopped being Sarai and she became Sarah. Now that H, that's the 5th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And it means 5. That also means 5. But it means more than just a 5, and it means more than age. It means the grace of God. Boy, I'm telling you what, I like that. Well, what does that mean about Abraham? Jesus talked about Abraham. He said he rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. How did he see it? Brother Steve, he looked ahead by faith. The scriptures preached to Abraham and told him about the Lord Jesus Christ that was going to come and build a race. He believed that by faith, and I trusted him. And so Abraham, he became more than just Abraham. When the grace of God got in him, he became more of a person. Carl Adkins, I was 12 years old when I looked ahead to Jesus, and I got the grace of God in me. I got the same thing Abraham had, Billy Ray. I got made a different person. You say, well, your name was Terry. It's still Terry. Yeah, but I'm telling you, I got a new name given me. The Bible talks about the Lord will give you a new name that no man can know it except he that got it. I'm telling you what, I got it, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm saved and on my way to heaven. You pray, I'm going to have to take my time. Listen, somebody needs to get that today. pray for me. Boy, listen, talking about the five, we read in the New Testament, five had a lot of emphasis. Paul said over in the book of Corinthians, he said, in the church, I would rather speak five words that with my understanding I could help others also than to speak 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Let me tell you what, I'd rather be able to just feel the Spirit and say I'm saved than to give you an explanation of the whole Bible without the Spirit. It takes the Spirit to do anything in the church. Five. And we remember David, praise God, when he was getting ready to face Goliath, he got down in the little brook and he got a five smooth stones. I'm just making the point that five means a lot. It means where God is in the arrangement. Just like Abraham, praise God, he became the man of God. And Sarah became the mother of the children of God. And so let's go back to the five there. There were five bars here. There were five bars here, and the middle one went from one end to the other. But I wanted to read this second place here because he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from one end to the other. Well, I got excited when I looked up some of the definitions to the word shoot. It means a couple of different things. It means to go immediately or quickly someplace, and it means to go to a very specific point. I want to tell you what, God's always been on time. He's never been late, and he always hits the mark. If I was using a text this morning, I guess I could say this. God always hits the mark. God's never wrong. He never misses the target. And so he shot through these boards, shot through them. They were all connected. They were all covered with gold. And these boards that he shot through, he made holes in them, and they covered it with gold. And the board that went from one end to the other, well, it hooked up where the gold was at in these boards. God made it so they all fit together. Now, pray real hard. I'm not going to be able to preach long this morning, but I want to tell you one thing. I was meditating on this. I've been enjoying studying it. I've had it, I guess, for a long time, but I was home last night meditating, and I got happy. I went in and told Linda, I said, I've been meditating about something. I said, God, give me something. And it blessed my heart real good. She looked at me. I said, I'm not going to tell you what it is. She said, huh? And I said, well, it might spoil it for you for in the morning. I'm going to preach on it, and I'll just wait and you can have it then. And she smiled and said, honey, that'd be quite all right. But God bless my heart. I want you to get this. When I was thinking about these pillars here, and like I say, there was 50 of them around this building, and they all stood up tall, and they were covered with gold. And God shot through all of them. And I put this center bar, and the five bars now representing the grace of God. I think about this, and this middle bar that shot through all of them. I got a picture when I was meditating on this, and God said to me just as clear as I'm talking to you this morning. He said, think about that. Look at the picture. He said, that center bar that went through all 50 of those uprights. He said, look at the picture that made when I saw that center bar and I looked at it, and that those uprights were here everywhere that the center bar went through it. You know what it made? It made a picture of a cross. It made a picture of a cross everywhere, all down through the old Bible, hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was ever born. God made a picture of the cross. And he's been, I believe he even gave that to Adam. Praise God. And so, Linda, when I saw that picture, that's what I got happy about, honey. I'm seeing that center bar, Kenny Hall, going through all those things. Well, praise God, I've got that center bar made out of gold going through here right in my soul today, the cross of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you what, we need to get you a song ready. That's enough preaching. That's about all I can do. But listen, boy, stand up. Let's get us a song ready. That's just little bits and pieces there. There's so much to it. Maybe I can get some more another time, but I'm glad God let me get to the main point I wanted to. It's put on my heart. If you're here today and you don't have Jesus, you say, preacher, I don't understand some of that. Well, that's okay. But if you understand this, God gave his son to die on the cross for you. And he raised from the dead for him. He's alive. And there's a real connection between him and his church. And he wants to be connected with you. And listen, God never misses the mark. Jesus Christ came at the right moment, in the right place, and done the right thing. Sing whenever you're ready. Somebody needs to come. Somebody needs to come this morning. Somebody needs to come right now. You can be connected with Jesus. You can have the peace of God in your soul. God loves you today. Brother, thank God for you. I'm glad today for the peace that I feel. And I'm glad that God always knows what to do, when to do it. We got some folks that need to come get saved this morning. Would you just step out and come right now? I'd like to walk to the altar with you. Would you come right now? Come on. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be afraid. I know the devil tries to stop us, tries to talk us out of coming. But I'm telling you what, the God that I serve, he's big enough to put the devil back. Do you want to have Jesus? You can have him this morning. Do you want to have Jesus? He wants you. Do you want him? Do you want Jesus? You can have him. That's what he came for. Jesus came for you. Well, preacher, for me, yes. If you'd have been the only sinner that needed salvation, Jesus would have still come and died for you, because he died individually and personally for every one of us. Isn't that wonderful? God's calling some this morning. If you'd just like to come and pray about this, talk to Jesus about it. Let him get connected to you this morning. You can be connected with Jesus. Come on. Right now, come on. Give it a try. Make an effort. Come on this morning. Oh, please come. Oh, in my heart, I've got such a burden and such a blessing at the same time. God bless me. I can feel his spirit. I'm glad I'm here. Glad for the power of God that moves. If you're here and you feel that, if you feel God calling you, then you need to come and seek the Lord. Would you come on right now? Come on. Come on. I'm telling you what, when God calls, it's always right. It's always the right time. It's always the right place. It's always right when God's in it. God's here this morning. God's give us a powerful service this morning. God's give us wonderful singing, wonderful opening up. And I'm glad I felt the Lord preaching. But somebody needs to come. Come on this morning. Please come. Come on right now, right here. If you don't have Jesus, do you want him? Will you seek him? Seek and you shall find. He's promised. If you've been seeking him, keep seeking him. Come this morning. Let's talk to Jesus. Please, Lord, help us. I know you're praying, church. Please pray. And if there's anything, if you're lost, if you think you might be lost, if you're out of fellowship, if you need to join the church, if you think you need to, if you want to come and pray, here's where we can find out the answer to some of our questions. God knows all the answers, and he's willing to share. Would you come and talk to him this morning? Would you come? Think about that cross. Praise God for the old rugged cross. Somebody needs to come. Will you come right now? Amen. While we pause for just a little bit, with heads bowed and eyes closed, not trying to trick you or put you on the spot, but I just feel like doing this sometimes. I think sometimes it helps us to look a little closer inside and take a little closer inventory. If you're here today and you're lost, or think you might be lost. I'm going to lump that together. If you're just not sure you're saved and you'd like the prayers of the church, would you just raise your hand? Hand up. If you're lost or think you might be lost, thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Appreciate both those hands. Would there be another one? Just lift your hand up and say, pray for me. I need to get in. Need to know. Let me ask another question. If you're here today and you're saved, but you're just not where you need to be in your service to God, you need to move up and get on fire, would you raise your hand? Say, pray for me. Be one like that this morning. It's not where you need to be. You need to get in, get on fire. Just raise your hand. Okay. Let me ask this. Are you here this morning? And if I didn't even cover what's on your heart, if there's something troubling you that you need to pray about and you just haven't really come willing to step out and come to the altar, you just kind of hate to, would you just raise your hand and say, pray for me? I appreciate that. Appreciate that hand. Thank you for that. Would there be another one? Okay, raise your heads up and open your eyes. And I appreciate those other hands that just went up just before the heads were raising. In just a minute, I'm going to ask them to sing another song. But I believe with all my heart that God's calling folks this morning. And I've already said this. I got up in the first choir. The song was singing. Boy, it was powerful this morning. The choir sang so good. I believe somebody could have come while the choir was singing. I believe somebody could have come while I was preaching. I believe somebody can come right now. I believe God in His mercy. I believe God in His mercy and His loving kindness. I believe He's extending His invitation and He's saying to some folks, come on. So go ahead and sing when you're ready. Somebody else. Somebody needs to come. Somebody needs to come. We just come. Come on. Let's get this fixed this morning. Get this took care of. Come on home. Come on. Obey the Lord. Just come on. Please come. Please come. Where could you go? No place else. Please come. If you feel like it at all, if you've just got a little unction, you need to come pray. Come. Come. Why not? When you get through praying, if you don't want to say anything, go back to your seat. Nobody's going to pressure you. But do something. Do something this morning. Please come. Please come. Come on. Obey the Lord. Good. I appreciate that. Now, I want to say this. Any of you preachers got anything on your heart you feel like saying, I'll turn it over to you. I just felt like asking that. Just don't use your ask that, but if you got anything on your heart you want to say, feel like extend the invitation, you're welcome. I went as far as I can. Okay. Anything else to be said before we turn over to announcements? All right, if you want to be seated for a minute, we'll turn over to the announcements.
I just wanted to give an update on the Perry LifeWise that our church has been supporting now for approximately a year. We just are finishing the first semester of offering that to the elementary school kids at Perry Elementary. And we've got just a little over half of the students that are available to take that are taking it. And so that's it's a great blessing. The program's going really well. That's about 173 students every week that are getting released and going to a LifeWise lesson. And back in December, the LifeWise program prepared this pamphlet and sent it out to everyone that lives in Perry Township. And so our pastor is focused and kind of, they've got a testimony from him that they've printed out in here from an interview they did with him. And so I've got some of these at the table in the back there where we take up the offering. There's maybe 20 of them, so there's not enough for every single person. But if you're interested in looking at that, want to see that, see kind of the update on Perry LifeWise, those are back there. Please continue to pray for that program as it grows. Okay. You want to do that?
Okay.
Thanks, Barry.
Good idea.
We are going to have our regular youth group next Sunday. So actually today is like our designated youth group day, but we're going to do that next Sunday. So it's just going to be a regular youth group day. Right after our morning service, we'll go out in the fellowship hall, we'll have lunch, and then sixth grade and up will stay all day. And then fifth grade and under, their pickup time will be at 3. And then we are going to be establishing our youth group dates and activities and things like that for the year, and we're going to be posting those soon. So stay tuned.
We're having the breakfast that was supposed to be this Saturday got postponed to next Saturday. That's going to be from 7 to 11. And that's donation, good food, great fellowship, and it says there's a carryout too. So if you can, come on out. Just don't eat all the gravy before I get here. Ladies of Faith Fellowship will be April 5th, 2025, and that's here at Lyme Missionary Baptist Church. And then it says, bring your calendar, pen, pencil, your working bee attitude, and get ready for the year 2025 with the Lima ladies. They're having, is this old? This is old, isn't it? Yeah, that already happened. Okay. I just saw the date on there, so that's it. Yeah. The donations from the breakfast are going towards the Ladies Club for that Ladies of Faith event that they're having here on April 5th. So come on out and support that great cause.
I appreciate those announcements. Thank everybody for being here. I want to make this announcement. I don't know if this will work out, but I'm looking toward having a baptizing 2 weeks from today. We've got a number of folks need to get baptized, and I haven't checked with all of them if that'll work. So, but just put that out there, and next weekend we'll announce for sure if we're going to do that. But we're going to try to have a baptizing, if it be the Lord's will, 2 weeks from today. Okay. Anything else? If not, we'll ask all those seated to stand. Remember service time tonight at 6 o'clock. Surely come if you can. Come praying. If nothing else, we'll ask Brother Hendrickson to pray dismissal.